That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Liv Perez. I am here in New York City. I'm sitting on my bed in my hotel room recording this podcast episode. It's really cold. Like, I actually got off the plane and I swear my body like froze up. Like, I forget that feeling when you go to the East Coast and you haven't been in so long, where like everything just dries up, like my skin, my hair, my nails, everything. And I feel super staticky and nothing's keeping me warm. And honestly, sometimes I have no idea how I made it living in New York for 10 years. I think I've acclimated way too quickly to LA life, but I love New York. I get why I did it for so long. It was the best. Even though I like really didn't understand the concept of like hats and scarves and gloves until I was in my later years. I feel like being young and wearing those things, you just don't do it. You like bear the cold. Now I get it. I come here. I wear my heat tech, which by the way, if you're living on the East Coast and you need something to keep you warm, Uniqlo heat tech is literally the greatest invention of all time. And it's like under $50. It's like a simple layer that you put under anything, but it's not that thick weight of like a thermal. They're actually quite thin. I don't know how they do it. The technology is amazing, but heat tech's amazing. So I'm here with that. I've got my gloves. I've got my hat. I'm only here for 2 days, but I'm ready to go because whenever I'm here for 2 days, I'm out and about. I'm working. I'm getting things done. And I want to be able to walk and not be freezing and miserable the whole time. I cannot believe this is our second to last episode of the year. You heard me right. That means we've got this episode left and then next week's episode, and then we're off for 2023. We're going to be off the weekend of Christmas, off January 1st so that I can sleep and come back to life. And hopefully all of you can too. And so, yeah, these are our last two episodes. I cannot believe it. I actually was looking at our marketing sheet the other day, looking at how many episodes we've done. We did 53 episodes this year. I didn't really take a lot of breaks. I actually don't think I took a single break. Let me check. Hold on. Guys, I didn't take a single week off. I didn't take a single week off of this podcast in 2023. I don't know. I was just having so much fun and I loved talking to you guys and I loved being able to share everything that, wow, that feels like a crazy accomplishment to not have taken any off. Obviously, the 20th week of the 25th, I'm taking off, but wow, love to see how much we've connected this year. And I love that for me. I love that dedication and I love that I've shown up every week for this thing. I think it's a nice feeling when you have something that you're committed to and you love and people that you love as well and a community you love. So did not have that on my 2023 goals list, but definitely did it. So while you're listening to this, it's the week of December 11th. If you're like me, you are absolutely crazed running around town looking for holiday presents, making sure you didn't forget that one random aunt that's showing up for Christmas Eve. You're looking for Hanukkah gifts. You're making sure that every single niece gets one and they all like it so that they like you. It's a stressful time. I am very competitive when it comes to gift giving. I like to be the person that gives the best gift. I like to find something that feels sentimental and important and also find something that I know that that person is not only going to love, but they're going to use frequently. Like that for me is the ultimate indicator of getting a good gift. So today, since we're all in this mayhem, I'm going to give you guys the top 10 items on my gift guide this year, the things that I love, the things that I would want to be gifted, the things that I, to myself, am gifting to people in my life in hopes that they are inspiring and helpful for you in the 10 days leading up to Christmas. And if you're still in the midst of Hanukkah right now, there is still time to get your gifts right. We still have a few days left, depending on when you're listening to this. Okay, let's dive in. First, I want to start out with the thing that I really love, and I also love to gift. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I am obsessed with tableware. Like, I love plates and glasses and forks. If you ever, like, if anybody's listening right now that, like, knows me personally, or we ever do meet in this life and you want to get me a gift for whatever reason, getting me, like, a set of, like, four really cool different glasses, or, like, a set of cool silverware, like, that for me goes really far. It's something that I love to collect. I have so many different versions. Actually, when Alex and I got engaged, we were at this hotel that we both love and has a special place in our heart in Colorado. And we got engaged. The next morning, we went down for breakfast, and they served us on these adorable plates and mugs. And the plates were white with a hunter green trim around them, and then these gorgeous alpine flowers all over them. And they felt really reminiscent of the place we were at. It's all about wildlife and nature. And I actually then found the brand. It's a brand based in Europe. They don't even have a department store here. Had them sourced, had them sent to our home, and now we have the set. And it's so sentimental to me. It reminds me every time of that weekend of getting engaged, and I love that I have them in my home. So I have a really special place for tableware. And I also think it's an incredible gift, something someone will use in their home. Obviously, I think it's really important to know their style. Like, don't go crazy with something. But if you guys are familiar with the brand Gia, it is the non-alcoholic aperitif brand. They made these really cool glasses this year that I think would make for an awesome gift. The reason I say this, they gifted them to me. But when I opened them up, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, say you're going to someone's house for the holidays and you go and you get them, like, a beautiful bottle of wine or an amazing spirit, whatever it is, and you get these glasses. They're called the totem glasses, and they're so cool. It's like a triangle on the top, a circle, and then a little triangle. I can't describe it. I'm describing this terribly, but they have really different colors, like pink, green. They have, like, different duos, and I got the new Positano set and I think the new Portofino set, and I've been mixing and matching them together. So it's a mix of, like, the clear and then this beautiful, like, emerald green and light pink, and I've been loving them in my home. But they also have, like, a deep blue and a red, and these are just, they're so cool. Like, I could see you showing up to someone's house with a set of four of these, or a set of two, whatever it is, and a beautiful bottle of wine, and that's such a nice gift for being hosted. So they come in packs of two. Two are $110. So if you're looking to spend about $250, I feel like this is the perfect gift. The glasses, a bottle of wine, and so sweet and really thoughtful and really cool. I haven't seen a lot of these out there in the world, so I'm loving this little set.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Also, if you're new to Gia, they also have great gift sets for the holidays. Definitely go check that out. And by the way, sorry, it's pronounced Gia, but it's spelled G-H-I-A. The website is drinkgia.com. The next gift, also kind of in the home space, the Flamingo Estate gift situation is unbelievable. Every year, it has become my go-to as thank yous for colleagues, people in my life that I've worked with, people that I want to say thank you to for an amazing year. Flamingo Estate is it. So if you go on their website, they actually have an entire gifts section. And what I like about it is they have different gift sets for a lot of different types. So there's a gift set that is like called the Garden Tour, and it has like an olive oil, two different soaps, and a candle. There's one that's the bathhouse edit, and it's just like wonderful soaps and shampoos. You can get them something called Table Mates, which is a really cute olive oil and balsamic. They have so many different gift sets for everybody in your life. And they're all filled with such amazing things. Again, olive oil, vinegar, honey, candles, soaps. It's really just such an oasis of gifts. If you're like, I have to get this coworker something, I don't know what to get them, but I want to get them something that they'll appreciate and will be nice and feels like very adult, if I'm being honest, this is the way to go. Go to flamingoestate.com, go to their gift section, and I promise you will find something. If you're looking for a little cheat sheet, I usually buy the Legend set. It is $195 and it has a bottle of wine, a cheese, some honey, a candle. It's just a really nice box to give someone for the holidays. Say if they're going to be home, they can enjoy all of that while they're there. And it also comes so beautifully. So I really think you can't go wrong there with any of their sets. And really quick, lastly, for people who aren't in California that have never tried or heard of any of these their products, I would send them the mini garden tour because it gives them kind of a walk through the garden with all their favorite products, like the olive oil, a candle, and the soap. And that's just such a nice way to say, hey, like, here's a little bit of California. It's $152, a great gift. My third home place that I will always look for if I'm looking for something cool and innovative is the MoMA store. If you're a New Yorker, you probably know all about the MoMA store and absolutely love it. But I actually have so many friends who have never tried it before and never been on it and were absolutely blown away once they got there. The MoMA store is like a shoppable museum. Like, everything in there is so cool. You can find gifts under $25, under $250. There's something for everybody there. But what I really like is that they all feel like really unique pieces that are inspired by the art that you'd find in the museum. So there's a really cool like contemporary wall clock that like lights up, or there are these beautiful porcelain dinnerware sets that are in these really bright, beautiful colors that almost look like a painting. There's a Lego version of the Starry Night, a really cool backgammon set. They have really cool gifts if you're going over to someone's house for the holidays and you want to get them a cool gift for their house. I think this is one of those places that you go search in if you have a friend who would want something very specific. Like, you would want to get them something where they'd be like, wow, like, this is very me. Like, for example, there's an espresso maker on here right now that's called the Gemini Espresso Maker, and it makes two espressos at once. So like, your friend who's obsessed with coffee, or maybe like for your partner who the two of you are always like first to the coffee machine and you never know who can get it first. Like, that's a cute gift. They're just really fun and quirky gifts. So MoMA Design Store, it's store.moma.org. Also love that it's part of the museum. If you're in New York and you have a chance to go IRL, I definitely would. It's a super cool experience. But shopping online is also great. If I wanted anything from the design store, you guys are going to laugh, but of course, it's a long stem cordial set. They're beautiful. It's like a set of six kind of pastel-y colored glasses that have really long stems. They kind of all look like tulips, but they're all glasses, and I love them, and I'd collect them and put them with my hundreds of other tableware. But yeah, that's probably what I'd get. My next gift might feel a little bit extravagant, but bear with me. It is from Hermes. This gift is for any of your friends who are journalists, writers, note takers, people who like to like have a notebook with them. I've always thought that the Hermes notebooks are actually really well priced. My mom had one, I actually remember, and it was the best quality. She had it literally for decades. Like, it was her notebook on her desk. So again, if we do the girl math, you're getting a lot of use out of it. But so a gift that I actually think is really cute is you can actually go and get one of these Hermes leather notebook covers, and they'll run you about $225 to maybe $395 max, depending on the size that you're getting. And then you put a little refill in there for $100, and you can only get them at Hermes. And you can get as many as you want for your friend. But I think this is such a lovely gift, say a mother-in-law, maybe your own mother, obviously a luxurious gift for someone, a very thoughtful gift for someone if you know they like to write, or if you're for that person in your life that like you're like, what do I get this person? They might be hard to shop for, whatever it is. I think this is a very classy gift. You really can't go wrong with this. Again, this is like one of those gifts that you buy like for the adults in your life where you're just like, what do I get this person? So great. They have beautiful colors and they come in different sizes. They're called the Ulysse, U-L-Y-S-S-E. I think I'm saying that right. But love this little notebook idea. And I love the idea that like you can give the person the gift and like write a little note on the inside and give it to them for their holiday present. I think that's really sweet. Moving on to some things that are a little bit more cozy. I'm the biggest believer in a sweater being an incredible gift where you just can't go wrong. Like there are so many times where I feel like I've bought my dad or my fiance a good black, brown, gray sweater because I know that it's going to be something that they'll have in their closet forever, especially if you're buying good quality. And it's also such a cozy, heartwarming gift. So you can't go wrong there. I think no matter what, J.Crew is always a good option, a great affordable option. And I love the fact that you can monogram if you know that your recipient would love some like their initials. So J.Crew is always a really good option. And they have that monogram option, which is epic for the holidays. If you have a J.Crew near you, I would go do this in store because I know that during the holidays, they get really backed up online. And I just wouldn't. There's no guarantees after Black Friday. So go in store and see what you can get. Touch the fabric, touch the feel. Super cozy. A little bit higher of a price range. You guys know how much I love my Jenny Kane sweaters. I've been living in them. I've been such a fan of hers since I was a teenager. So getting to work with them now is like a dream. I remember like being young and going to the Jenny Kane store on Melrose and like dying for the Dorsey slippers. And I really love the fact that they're still going strong and stronger than ever. And I have so many of their sweaters because it's just so good. She's eternal to me. In case you missed it, I actually did a gift guide for Jenny Kane, which felt like a dream come true last week. It's on their website right now. You can go check it out. If you want to see some of the gifts I'm talking about right now, they are live on their platform and a few other ones as well. So go check that out. One of the sweaters that I featured on the gift guide is the cable half zip. It's a cable knit sweater with a little quarter zip at the top and you can fold the neckline over. Really cute. It comes in gray and like this beautiful brown. And this is just such a good sweater. There's nothing better than opening up the box to good cashmere. I'm telling you, like you'll always win. If you want the sure thing, a good cashmere sweater is the sure thing. Like you're always going to win there. So if you're like nervous and you don't know what to do, go do that. I've been wearing the Amelia crew neck in white lately. I don't know if it's sold out by the time you guys are listening. You'll have to go check, but that's my favorite too. I've been wearing that nonstop all winter and it's just so cute. Another cozy option. You can never go wrong with a white tee as well. I think there have been times where I've gotten a gift where it's like a gift basket of like a lot of really good basics. And that to me feels very thoughtful and very useful. Like maybe it's like a little box of Skims. Maybe it's a PJ set and a couple good white tees. Like that's so cozy and comfortable. And look, everyone loves to be gifted a good new white tee. I feel like I can never have too many. My white tee of choice is from Shop RLT. That's the URL as well. My friend Rachel Tabb, she's actually been on this show before, so you guys have heard from her. She is awesome. She started her own vintage store in Los Angeles, and now, based off the success of the store, she's been able to start her own line that is selling in the store of incredible basics. We're talking the perfect white tee, perfect little black dress. She's killing it. And this is the only white tee I actually have in my closet. I bought 5 of the same one. I have multiples of the black, multiples of the tank. It has become my favorite go-to. And if someone put this in a gift bag for me, I'd be so happy because I can never have enough. And it really is the perfect tee. Also, another really good gift in the cozy space. Last really good gift in the cozy space. And look, like all of these gifts are good on their own, but I also love the idea of like putting a bunch of things in a little basket and giving it to someone. Like, again, is it the white tee? Is it the PJs? Is it the Skims? Is it like a little like Summer Fridays bomb in there? Like, that's always such a thoughtful gift to me that you put all these things together and we're able to give it to someone. A lot of work, totally. But if that's up your alley, there are so many options in here for you to be able to do so. But let's talk PJs because I think PJs or like a loungewear set is also an incredible gift. I have been wearing a brand called Lissette for the past year and I am like a convert to their cause. Like I don't think I will ever wear any other lounge set again because it's just so comfortable and so great. And I also really like their prices as well. So I'm looking at one of their pullovers right now that's $190 and a jogger that's $180. Again, another great gift under $250. That would be so good for anyone in your life. Maybe it's your sisters, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's a friend. I'm so obsessed with this brand and everything is buttery soft. So again, this feels like another instant win. I actually sleep in a set every night from Lissette and it's the Pointelle set. It's like a slim fit tee with a fitted pant and it has that cute kind of little doily around the neckline and shoulders. And it's just really light and comfortable, easy to wash. They have it in a few different colors. It has this like ribbed material to it. And I've been wearing this ever since I got it. This is actually one of those sets that I debate buying multiples in, like I did with the Shop RLT shirt, because it's just so good. It's something I know that I'm going to wear often. They also have really great tanks. They have 3 packs as well, which is a really awesome gift. So again, if you're looking to do a gift that feels like comfy, really good basics, I would look at Jenny Kane, I would look at Lissette, and I would look at Shop RLT, because you're going to find really great pieces there that I know your recipient is going to thank you for.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before I tell you about my last few gifts, a quick word from one of our sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, maybe it's jewelry that makes you look like a gem or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly, or maybe you're looking for a gift for someone you love, someone who wants something very specific, maybe it's something in fashion history, maybe it's something that's sold out, eBay is there making sure the things that you love are authenticated by real experts. Because we all know, there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just search for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. So listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, or maybe that gift that you found that you're so excited to give, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it is so easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark, and you know it's being checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Okay. My next one is going to be my biggest splurge on this list. And look, we all have to have one big splurge, okay? All have to have like one big thing. It's a bag that's on my wish list. It's a bag that I have seen out in the world and love so much. It's a classic. It's a closet staple. It's the Laura Piana Extra Pocket Bag. If you are looking to splurge this season or splurge for someone you love in your life, listen to me when I tell you that this is the absolute best gift that you could give someone. I actually got it recently in an emerald green, and even though the color is emerald green, I have been wearing this bag literally every day. It's so cute and mini. I have the extra pocket pouch L19. That's the smaller size. It feels like a tiny trunk, and it's a crossbody too, which I love, but you can also hold it at the same time. The most beautiful leather, zips at the center. It kind of feels like a cosmetic case, like a soft cosmetic case that you can take everywhere. And I love the colors that they have. They have a gorgeous white, a beautiful pink, again, that emerald color. I so love this bag and think it is honestly the ultimate gift. Again, I did say that this is the biggest investment. This is a $2,200 bag. It's absolutely insane. But I had to give you guys like one thing. You know what I mean? One absolutely insane thing for those of you who can and want to splurge for people in your life. Again, it's the Laura Piana Extra Pocket Pouch L19. I recommend the smaller size. I like the bigger sizes, but the smaller size is just right for every day. And again, has become one of my favorite things in my closet. And last but not least, I want to shout out a few kind of stocking stuffer brands, brands that I think would be so perfect for, you know, one night of Hanukkah, fit in the stocking, really cute gifts, all under $100 that I know I would love and so many people would love. First, Heaven Mayhem. We've talked about them on the podcast before. I am such a huge fan. I actually just featured them on the Today Show last week, which, by the way, I forgot to say this at the top of the show. If you missed my segment on the Today Show last week, I talked all about holiday dressing. So if you are looking for an amazing outfit to wear to whether it's an office party, friends' holiday party, New Year's Eve, I got you covered. It's live on my Instagram now, along with a holiday edit in my link in bio. So consider me your one-stop shop for everything you need for the holidays. It's all there waiting for you guys. But so I featured Heaven Mayhem on the show. People loved them because the earrings are just so damn cute. Some of them are under $100, and they're just great little stocking stuffers. Beautiful, vintage-inspired gold, silvers. Honestly, I love this brand so much. They really were able to capture that vintage vibe that I think so many people were loving in the jewelry space and having to go secondhand for, and made an amazing collection. I know they're also available on Revolve, so if you need it quick, great way to find them. I love the tabby earrings. I think they're like a perfect kind of gold square that have these beautiful little etchings in them. Feel, again, super vintage inspired, and I know any person would open up their gift bag and be like, oh my God, these are so beautiful. I mentioned it earlier, but Summer Fridays, I think, is also an epic stocking stuffer. You guys, I've actually never gone through a lip balm before, like all the way to the end. And I have gone through three. Like, I have one in my desk drawer, one in my purse, and one in my nightstand. And all three of them are at the end. And that's how you know how much I love this brand and how good their lip balm is. I can't go anywhere without it. And anytime I try to switch, my lips like crave it. So even they have those cute little three packs. They have the minis. They have the different flavors. Get a bunch of those and put one in every stocking stuffer, whatever it is, gift bag that you have, because people will thank you because they are just the best. Also, a great MEJ clip, a friend of mine from high school. I love her brand. Cute little hair clips. Something for everybody. You can get one with like butterflies, spots, colors. I have a white one that I wear every day and love. Great quality. They don't break at all, like kind of the ones you get from Amazon. They break over time. These are amazing. I've had them for years. And just really fun hair accessories to be able to give for the holidays. Of course, a little Charlotte Tilbury. No one will ever be upset if you get them a Pillow Talk lip liner and lip gloss for the holidays. That's such a great little duo. I feel like I'm seeing this little like stocking come together where it's like a Summer Fridays lip balm, a Charlotte Tilbury lip liner, a little Heaven Mayhem earring, maybe an MEJ clip. This is the perfect beauty stocking stuffer that you can give, all in the really affordable price range, but with high impact. These are items that your recipient will use every single day, and thank you. And last one I'd probably throw in there, I love wildflower cases. They're so cute and so much fun. So put that in there because that's a fun little gesture that someone will use every day. They also started making AirTag cases that I'm so obsessed with and think are so cute. So that's another cute stocking stuffer if someone's traveling for the holidays to be able to get them that cute little personalized moment. So think of that little stocking stuffer gift bag idea. Absolutely love it. I feel like I could come up with 100 more ideas for that, but those are the ones right off the top of my head that I think would be so great and so impactful. Sometimes it's not about buying that like one big gift. Sometimes it's about kind of those little things that you know someone would use every day and feel really thoughtful and fun. Okay, guys, those are the 10 items. Well, there's more than 10 items, but 10 ideas for you guys for this holiday season. I hope that they were helpful. I hope that I get some of these gifts this season, but who knows? I love putting this together for you guys. Really fun to kind of look through and see the items that either I'm lusting over or I think would be really impactful, thoughtful gifts for people in your life. If you have any questions, if you missed anything, again, my DMs are always open. Please message me anytime. I'm always here for you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing week ahead. Oh my God, I can't believe we're almost to the holidays. I feel like everyone is closing up shop this week, getting ready to go home to their families. So whatever it is, I hope that you're excited for that final push. You guys got this. We all got this. Dot all the I's and cross all the T's. And I will see you next week for our last episode of the year. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It'll be my Christmas present. It'll make me so happy. And leave us 5 stars. And if you're listening on Spotify, just leave us a 5-star review. See you next week, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at dearmedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the two Vs. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.